Hall 1. A wood-carved icon stand of the 18th to 19th century takes up the centre of the hall. The icon displayed on it is a 1646 depiction of St. Onufrius, who lived in the 4th century. His memory is honoured on the 12th of June. Starting on the right, the first significant item we see is an 1830 antimension. The word derives from the Greek anti, meaning instead of, and the Latin mensa, meaning table. In ecclesiastical terminology, an antimension is a cloth bearing various sacred representations and symbols. The Eucharist is celebrated on it when there is no consecrated holy table or altar, or when it's forbidden to use the altar, especially when holding two consecutive divine liturgies. This mobile altar was devised and used when the liturgy had to be celebrated outside consecrated churches for pastoral reasons. Next, we see the Aer of the 19th century with a cross and angels. The relevant photo is on page 86 of the guide. The Aer is a veil worn on the priest's back during the procession leading to the great entrance. When the creed is read, the priest in the sanctuary shakes the veil over the chalice placed on the altar. After the Aer, we come to a large canvas on a wooden easel. The painting is entitled Ecce Homo and dates from the 19th or 20th century. It's a depiction of the scene where Pontius Pilate, addressing the hostile crowd, said Ecce Homo, or Behold the Man, presenting a scourged Jesus, bound and crowned with thorns, shortly before the crucifixion. On the west side of the hall, there are some icons dating between the 16th and the 19th century. The 1859 icon of St. Avercios stands out. It is included on page 73 of the guide. St. Avercios lived in the late 2nd century and was Bishop of Hierapolis in Phrygia. He was given the title Equal to the Apostles because he travelled and preached just like the disciples of Jesus. He died peacefully at the age of 72. His memory is celebrated on the 22nd of October. The 18th century icon of St. Barbara, which is divided vertically in two pieces, is a valuable heirloom. St. Barbara embraced Christianity when Maximilian was Emperor of Rome. She was condemned to death and executed by her own pagan father. There are divergent opinions regarding the time and place of her martyrdom. Some scholars suggest that the saint died in 210 in Nicomedia in the Roman province of Bithynia. That's the present-day Izmit in Turkey. Others claim that her martyrdom took place in Heliopolis, modern Baalbek in Lebanon, in 360, whereas Catholics suggest she died in some city in Tuscany. Her memory is celebrated on the 4th of December. Next is a series of 18th century gospels. Two of them are particularly noteworthy. An 18th century gospel in Arabic and the 1780 gospel in a silver gilt jacket, which was used at the church on the Feast of St. Lazarus. Further down the hall, we come upon a group of liturgical writings. A letter sent by an apostle, which is read before the gospel. The text is in Arabic and dates between the 18th and 19th century. Two Gospels of the 18th century and two 18th century Menaya, that's texts read at the beginning of each month. The particular texts refer to the months of August and September. Then there are various letters of the 18th and 19th centuries addressed to the Church Council. Three of those letters are in Greek, one is in French, and the fifth one, dating from the 18th century, is in Arabic. The display cases on the south side contain collections of vestments. In the first case, two epitrachils worn by priests and bishops, and two epigonatia worn by bishops and archimandrites stand out. The second case contains cruciform embroideries which are sewn onto vestments. You can see their images on page 87 of the guide. In the centre, there's a 19th century Aer decorated with raised embroidery. See page 86. Finally, there's a bishop's omophorion of the 19th century with embroidered floral ornamentation in silk, golden and multicoloured threads. Page 84. Between the display cases, there's an old metal safe of the 19th century. It's 60 centimetres high and has three locks. On the upper part of its face, there's an inscription in relief with the particulars of the manufacturer. Brevedet, Magot de Chartres, Marseille.